just spotted a little squirrel going past my window.
Oh, yeah?
On the inside?
I think... obviously, yeah. It's cold at the moment, Ben. Yeah, it's winter, it's not going to be outside.
It's actually unseasonably warm.
We've had a St. Luke's summer, haven't we?
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. Yeah, when you get sort of unexpectedly warm weather around the time of the feast day of St. Luke.
Is that right?
I think it was a few days ago.
I've never heard that. So what is it you say? We're having a St. Luke's summer?
Yeah, I think we've had a St. Luke's summer. Unless we've gone past it in time now. But I think it's mid or late October is when it...
You know what gets me? Mm. The way the supermarkets put out all their St. Luke's stuff earlier and earlier.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's in the middle of the real summer sometimes, isn't it, these days? Well, it just gets confused.
Exactly. Wimbledon's barely over and the TV starts piping up about St. Luke's Day.
Yeah, playing all the St. Luke songs.
Yeah. All the kids getting dressed up as St. Luke and his various different sort of characters. St. Luke's cat, St. Luke centaur, all that.
Obviously, if you can write a St. Luke's hit, you know, the royalties, you never have to work again, do you? But quite annoying.
Yeah, well, they're the only songs that people don't stream, aren't they? They're the only ones you can only buy on CD.
You can only buy them on this is what I call St. Luke's.
Yeah.
I wish it could be St. Luke's every day.
Everyone wears, well, the traditional St. Luke's outfit, isn't it, that you see the kids wearing earlier and earlier. The horsehair shirts.
The itching powder Y-fronts.
And the full tonsure.
The full hair tonsure. To their credit, you know, they know it's going to take weeks and weeks to grow out.
Well, the rest of the year, pretty much. Yeah. By the time it's the usual classic thing, is it? By the time your St. Luke's tonsure's gone, grown over, you need to tonsure it again, don't it? You need to get the old circular head stencil on.
Yeah, your parents are getting that out of the back of the cupboard, yeah? Getting up in the get the old...
Cover the top of your head in lighter fuel.
The Black & Decker tonsure.
And you burn it off, don't you?
It's the best...
Do you burn it off?
That's how you get the cleanest tonsure. Yeah, that's how we do it in our house, yeah.
You're meant to use the last of the previous year's St. Luke's liqueur. So you put that on.
That's right.
Light the St. Luke's liqueur.
Just like a double fermented brandy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But made from dandelions, I think.
And then, of course, you use the burnt hair in the St. Luke's cake for that year.
Yeah. And if you're lucky enough to be the one that, when you bite into the cake, there's a portable battery-powered head shaver, then you're the tonsure man or the tonsure master, tonsure meister, or madam.
And you shave the family the following year.
It's a wonderful
traditions that hold this country together. I'm going to say something bold. I think Luke is the name that's the most... It's a mainstream name, okay? So it's not something bizarre. It's a mainstream name.
Yeah.
With the fewest famous people with that name.
Mm. Oh, come off it. Luke. are we counting Skywalker or not?
No, I don't think we possibly can. Is that why we just can't think of anyone else?
Are we counting Cool Hand?
Again,
no.
Fictional.
I can think of one, but I can't remember his last name, so I can only remember the name.
What does he do?
I'm thinking of Owen Wilson.
Does he have a brother called Luke Wilson?
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
So even Luke Wilson, when people think of him, they think of his more famous brother instead by mistake.
Has there ever been a Pope Luke?
Ooh. I don't know.
King Luke? Doesn't...
Okay. Ben, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ben. They're coming back to me now, some of the famous Luke.
These are just off the top of your head, are they?
Yeah, and I tend to order things alphabetically.
Okay. And the clickety-clackening we just heard coming from your end.
Mike, it's 2022. I obviously I'm clickety clackety. I'm multi-platforming all the time, Mike. Yeah,
You're doing a Q&A for what's the other podcast you're on?
Owlfuckers. Oh, yeah.
Don't pretend you don't know Al Fucker's mic. It's all you think about. It's all either of us think about.
Yeah, nice attempt to undermine me there by pretending you couldn't remember the name of Al Fucker's. Dream on. Yeah, I've got some great banter going on with... we're doing a... I'm live streaming a home... Well, a pellet... we're launching a product called Pellet On. So it's a, mm-hmm. it's a pun on Peloton.
Yeah.
Which is you can...
you bench press a series of larger and larger pellets.
That's right, yeah.
In your own home.
In your own home. And it's
and is that with any of the famous Lukes? Are they getting involved in that?
Well, you know, we might dip into, you know, where do you start? You know, we could go for Luke Abbott, couldn't we, Luke? We could go for
sorry, you'd have to remind me who Luke Abbott is.
Is that as in Abbott and Costello?
No.
Who's Luke Abbott?
Come on, he's the English electronic musician, Mike. Okay. I mean, Luke Ablett. I mean, obviously he's Australian, so. And is Australian rules football, is that in line with the Al Fucker's sort of ethos? I'd say probably is, yeah. So we'd consider him.
Come on, there's got to be an actually famous
would
one.
We go down the Luke Babbitt route?
Babbitt, as in, I think, I mean, there's only one Babbitt I can think of, in which case I think the answer is no, isn't it?
Probably.
You're not thinking about John? The guy that had his willy chopped off.
Oh, I'm thinking of Bobbitt.
That's Bobbitt. Babbitt.
That's Bobbitt.
There's a murderer, isn't it?
Is he?
Oh, no.
I'm thinking of John Wayne Gacy.
No, Bobbitt. There's a guy...
So Ben can think of Lukes, but they're not called Lukes. I just can't think of any Lukes.
Obviously, there's Luke Bambridge, the British tennis player. Luke Beveridge. There's a lot of Australian rules footballer. That's a good name, Luke Beveridge. He must have got some bounce in that.
There's
got
to be Beveridge. An actually famous Luke on there, though.
Hang on.
There's got to be
Luke
still on
Bowden, bees.
Luke Bodnar, Luke Bretherton,
don't
Luke
do this,
Burridge.
Don't do this to us, Henry.
Luke Cornwall. Luke de Pulford. Luke Donaldson. Luke Erickson. I wonder if it's quite a modern... There's no one from the olden days. Is it quite a new name?
Well, Luke was in the Bible.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. There's... well, there's the gospel according to Luke, right? St. Luke. Luke, is there... He's a Luke.
Yeah, he's the famous one. I mean,
there's a guy called Luke, then Ming in inverted commas Flanagan. Luke okay. Ming Flanagan. He was an Irish politician.
So I'm on a website called Ranker.
What is that?
Ranker, not Rancour.
I see. Yeah,
and it ranks things. So this is a list of all of the top celebrity Lukes in the world.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay.
Number one. From Exeter in the United Kingdom.
Mm. Yeah.
Luke Newbury.
What?
What?
Who the hell is he?
Luke Newbury.
That is incredible.
Do what I live next door to Luke Newbury and I didn't even know?
Am I Luke Newbury?
Hang on a minute. He's not even... Newbury.
Yes, Newbury.
He's an actor. Yes, he's in the Flesh. I do know him, actually. I recognise his face. He's an actor, but I mean, he's, yeah, if that's the most famous Luke, you know, that's. He's not mega famous, I don't think.
Oh, I know exactly who that is.
In the Flesh, yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah.
He's a young man.
Yeah, he's a young actor. There's a Papua New Guinean rugby league footballer. There's a lot of Australian rules. I tell you what, Luke is obviously, it's a big name.
In Australia.
In Southern Hemisphere, it's a Southern Hemisphere name. Mm. There's a lot of Antipodeans.
Oh, hang on, I've got one.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Hemsworth called Luke?
No, ooh. Chris.
Yeah, but Chris has got a brother, hasn't he?
Yeah, but loads of people got brothers. Doesn't mean he's famous. Is his brother famous too?
There's loads of Hemsworths.
There's a Luke. There's definitely a Luke.
There could be.
Oh, guys. Yeah. Sorry, guys. We've made a mistake. We've overlooked an obvious one.
Yeah.
Luke Pollard.
Luke Pollard. Of course. Who is, of course...
Luke Pollard is Member of Parliament for Plymouth. He's a Labour MP. Shadow Minister for the Armed Forces. Shadow Minister.
I think, maybe for the first time ever, I think that's a big call that I made, and I think I'm right. I think I'm right, am I?
Yeah, I got distracted there because I've just gone to the same list as you have, and it's this isn't very good listening, is it?
It's extraordinary how many Australians there are. But I mean, isn't listening to me saying how amazing it is that how many of these people are Australian. That's quite real, isn't it? It's quite. You think that's not going to be entertaining?
I think it's the sort of thing that will probably. This will help our listeners think that, yeah, it's probably good that we take a month off now. So it's probably quite appropriate for what we're doing right now.
Luke Yates, Australian Rugby League footballer.
Yeah, if you're not aware of what we're doing, listener, this is an episode to tell you that this isn't an episode.
Yes.
This isn't an episode because we wouldn't...
No, this you couldn't broadcast this.
There's no way you could broadcast this. So this is
This is just to let you know that there's no episode.
Yeah.
This week, and we're back in December, which, I mean, you know, which takes no more than maybe 20 seconds to say.
Yeah.
Which is why this not episode,
yeah.
will probably be about 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
And if you're a Patreon subscriber, you should have had November's bonus episode. That'll be on your feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And also, your subscription payments are paused for December, just so you know.
And if you're not a Patreon subscriber, then you could be.
Yeah.
And if you were to sign up, you'd be let into a pretty hearty backlog of extra stuff.
Well,
it's not just us discussing which people called Luke might be famous.
We would expand it on Patreon. We might discuss how many famous Steves are there, for example. Yeah, we would expand it out.
I'm sure we've done the Tims at some point.
We've done the Tims. And basically, don't give too much away, but every week we will take on another name.
Martin.
And really put it through the grinder like we did there with Luke.
Sometimes they're quite... Jasper, for example, that was quite a short episode.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, there are more famous Jaspers than Luke's.
Yeah, that's, Carrot. That's Conran.
That's the topsy-turvy world we live in.
Yeah.
And genuinely, if you think you can think of a more mainstream name that has fewer famous people than Luke, do get in touch. Anyway, until December.
Yes.
Yes. Have a nice break. And
well, they probably won't have it, but they'll probably be working.
They're not having a break.
probably quite hard.
It's not a holiday, is it now?
We'll also be working just on other stuff.
That's true.
Right. Should we wrap it up?
Yep.
So, yes. So, right. We'll see you in December when the lights in the trees will kiss your cheeks.
In the meantime, thank you for listening. Consider a Patreon. And hopefully see you in December. Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye.